You do believe in evolution, don't you?
Yes, though it might have sounded strange to someone like Protus, who had frankly mystical pagan views about the HTW and so on,
said Paflagan.
But any modern version of Protism must be reconcilable with long-established theories, not only of cosmography, but of evolution. However, I disagree with the polemical part of your statement, Fra Lodegear. It is not a larger claim, but a smaller, more reasonable one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that when you claimed more, it was a larger claim.
I am only claiming what is reasonable. That, as you yourself pointed out during your plenary with Fra Erasmus, tends to be the smallest in the sense of least complicated claim. What I claim is that information moves through the wick in a manner that is somehow analogous to how it moves from past to present. As it moves, one of the things that it does is to excite physically measurable changes in nerve tissue.
That, Sir Asquin said, just to clarify,
being the part where we see truths about Kanoans.
Yes,
said Paflagon.
Whence we get the HTW and the theorical protism that Fra Lodegear loves so well. But nerve tissue is just tissue. It is just matter, obeying natural law. It is not magical or spiritual, no matter what you might think of my opinions on this.
I am so relieved to hear you say so,
said Lodegear.
I'll have you in the Prokian camp by the time Fra Erasmus brings me my dessert.
Paflagon held his tongue for a moment, dodging laughter, then went on.
I can't believe all of what I just said without positing some non-mystical, theoretically understandable mechanism by which the more Hylian worlds can cause physical changes in the less Hylian worlds that lie downstream of them in the wick. And I see no prima facie reason to assume that all those interactions have to do with isosceles triangles and that the only matter in the whole cosmos that is ever affected just happens to be nerve tissues in the brains of theors. Now that would be an ambitious claim, and a rather strange one.
We agree on something, said Lodegear.
A much more economical claim in the Gardan's steelyard sense is that the mechanism, whatever it is, acts on any matter, whether or not that matter is part of a living organism or a theor. It's just that there is an observational bias at work.
A couple of heads nodded.
Observational bias? Javarn asked.
Sir Asquin turned to him and said,
Starlight falls on Arb all the time, even at high noon, but we would never know of the star's existence if we slept all night.
Yes,
Paflagon said.
And just as the cosmographer can only see stars in a dark sky, we can only observe the Hylian flow when it manifests itself as perceptions of Kanoans in our conscious minds. Like starlight at noon, it is always present, always working, but only noticed and identified as something remarkable in the context of pure theorics.
Since you Adharians are so adept at burying assertions in your speeches, let me clarify something. Lodegear said. Did you just stake a claim that the Hylian flow is responsible for parallel evolution of arborans and geometers?
Yes, said Paflagon. How's that for a speech?
Much more concise, thank you, Lodegear said.
But you still believe in evolution?
Yes.
Well, in that case, you must be saying that the Hylian flow has an effect on survival, or at least on the ability of specific organisms to propagate their sequences, Lodegear said. Because that's how we and the Antarctans ended up with five fingers, two nostrils, and all the rest.
Fra Lodegear, you are doing my work for me.
Someone has to do it, Fra Paflagon. What possible scenario could justify all of that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
The visitation of Orathena was only 10 days ago. Givens are still pouring in. You, Fra Lodegear, are now on the forefront of research into the next generation of protism.
I can't tell you how uneasy that makes me feel. Really, I'd rather eat what Fra Javarn is eating. What is that?
At last, Fra Lodegear asks a good question, said Arcibald.
Emin had yanked us. A boil-over demanded our attention. We both knew exactly what Lodegear was talking about. It was sitting on the stove, and we had been nervously edging around it all evening long. Stewed hare with cubes of packing material and shards of exoskeleton, or something. The hare seemed to be a vegetable. But what was really troubling Lodegear and the others at the messel was the explosive crunching of the exoskeletons, or whatever they might be, between Javarn's molars. We could actually hear these noises over the speaker.